I do a lot of thinking in the shower or even in preparation of showering. And I've been doing a lot of thinking. I was recently sick. You may or may not have seen that. Just a cold. I haven't actually been sick since the pandemic started, and it almost seems like it's never ending. Part of the reason that I haven't posted my tipsy fall update is because the bookends of it were just kind of like not depressing, but very much thoughtful, and just thinking about all of you and how you're doing and being very grateful that you're, sticking around and hearing all of my shenanigans and, will she, won't she post something? I've been thinking a lot about that aspect. My creativity is there, but I don't know about the execution part. It's not that I'm not motivated to create. I am. I'm very motivated. I've got scripts that I've written. I have ideas, and I've proven to myself that I can improv. But, a lot of, I feel like, and this is me being me right now. I do get, I don't know, not discouraged. Discouraged isn't the right word because I've been creating for, some time now. And I do question, the amount of work and thought that I put into things. Not that, other people don't do that. But, is it, should I do more of it? Is it worth my time to do more of it? Because will anyone even listen? Will anyone even care? And obviously, I'm saying this to you. You're here. And it's quite hard for me to deny that, the people who would be listening to this audio that I'm recording on my phone as I'm in my bed, because I was going to do this whole thing where I set up the mic and, did my non-existent intro, which I don't even know if I said hi. Hi. Thank you for listening to this ramble of nonsense. It's winter, and the holidays are rough for a lot of freaking people, and so many of the people that I have wanted to create with and have planned on creating with, like, are just not in the mood. And I'm sitting here like, people are traveling again, and it's a lot of that second guessing that makes me push another day and another day and another day. And eventually I'm like, shit. It's December and here we are, and I don't have as many things as I would like to have at the ready. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that, but I would like to be better about that. I have been blessed to make a connection with someone that I've looked up to for a very long time. I won't be saying names because that's just not my style. If you've been around, you know that. And I'm going to talk to her about some of this stuff. I'm going to talk to her about all of the things that are in my head, all the things that I have on paper, and how to push forward, because I don't want to stop doing this. I'm going to keep doing this. You'll have more audios next week I'm doing, and this is something that I don't typically do at all, which is why I'm only going to leave it on Patreon. I am in a collab with a bunch of creators where I will be playing a fuck. See, I'm saying it. I'm not gonna say it. I'm going to be playing a princess type character. I'm fucking ridiculous. I don't know why I have to be this secretive. But I am. And very soon, what's gonna happen is I'm going to make another tier where I'm gonna say a bit more. And it's not because, well, maybe it is because I think that I'd like to get to a point where I feel more comfortable sharing these things. And I think that, the way that I have my Patreon structured right now, I have it for everyone, and I love it to be for everyone. And the $1 sort of entry fee to all of the content that I have, which isn't a ton, but I try, is really just to talk to as many people as I can. But when it comes to ideas and the Midnight Musings and projects and all of that, I just feel more comfortable in a smaller space, and I think that creating additional tiers to allow for that and to talk more to, a smaller group of people that are truly interested in that, not all of the things, would be good for me. And I, maybe some people out there wanna see my messy script documents and the fucking 80 voice messages I have in my phone that I never release to the public because they're just little clips of things that sometimes become full ideas and sometimes sit on the back burner and maybe we'll never see the light of day. All of say, I'm searching with my good eye closed, but the only way to get through that, the only way that I know how to get through these periods is to do the work. And that's what I'm gonna do. And I hope you stick around for it because it's coming very soon.